It is a Tuesday morning. Andrew Brady, g'day.
Morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Now, the Queen has given her blessing to Harry, is that right?
Yes, she has. A peace has broken out between the Windsors. This was quite a day. The fact that we even knew this meeting was happening, I think, is extraordinary and certainly unprecedented. Charles flew back from the Middle East. William and Harry travelled to Sandringham from London, and the Queen was there already. And Meghan, we're told, dialed in on the conference call from Canada. And the end result is a very brief but polite statement from Buckingham Palace tonight, saying that Her Majesty respects Harry's decision to spend more time with his young family. They will now work at pace in the next few days to resolve and find solutions and sort out the issues. But the bottom line is Her Majesty respects Harry's decision. I think there's so much to be sorted out. Will they keep their royal titles? Who will pay for their security? And just how much cash will they get if they're not going to do royal work? But on the face of it, it seems as if a very delicate truce has emerged. But I would imagine Her Majesty must have been livid. And I think William and Harry, you could speculate, possibly got their heads knocked together today by their grandmother.
All right. Well, be interesting to be a fly on the wall there. Now, the envelope generous giver has been, well, identified.
Yeah, this is a truly amazing story of really just a good Samaritan, a couple of good Samaritans. The village of Blackhall Colliery up in Durham in the northeast of England. So it's an ex-mining village. Without being too disrespectful, I would imagine most people there are struggling. It's a place that has had some economic difficulties. Step forward two people, or rather they didn't step forward, two anonymous donors going around the village over the last year or so, leaving cash-filled envelopes in various different places. There were 13 envelopes in total. Each one contained £2,000 sterling in used £20 notes, so touching $4,000. You're looking at around $52,000 in 13 envelopes. Now get this, this is a truly amazing story. What would you do, Millsy, if you found $4,000 in an envelope on the ground where you live?
Go to the cops.
Really? I think most people would stick it in their back pocket.
Right.
This is what happened in Blackhall Colliery. 13 envelopes. All 13 people went to the police and handed it back in. So the police have been investigating this for a year. There was all sorts of speculation. Was it just some really wealthy lotto winner? Was it a drug dealer, perhaps, who was feeling remorse and wanted to spread around some cash? The end result is two people have come forward to the police and said that they're good Samaritans. They just wanted to help people. They don't want the money back. And the police have now taken those 13 envelopes and given them back to the people who found them and handed them in. Beautiful story.
Great story indeed. Good on you, mate. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.